Well, like the cat that got stuck in the door and pushed harder and got stucker, my old buckshot partner Ron Berger had a dog like that. And the way the dog's name was Michael. It was named after me. No less. It was half lab, half shepherd, weighed about 100 pounds. And Michael's way of getting out the door was to get you to open it and then jam his rib cage into the door and crush his rib cage against the door, then back up, and then the door would open a little bit more, and then he'd go out. And he did that every morning and every evening his entire life. This is how Michael got outdoors. This is just, if you're Michael, getting outdoors involved crushing your rib cage. That's just how you got out the doors. Michael was a slow learner. So I was glad to know that a dog had been named after me, because you know where I got my name. Okay, well, I told this story actually to this Pakistani that I met in Milan, as we were down getting out of the rain cooking our white minute rice that we bought at the Army PX in Vicenza. Terrible, awful, white, tasteless, nutritionless rice. And we're down there with our Sven stove, Cynthia and me, cooking away. And this guy came along, and, you know, in my country, he said, you know, we have, you know, 1,000 different kinds of rice, the worst of which is better than this stuff. He just couldn't stand it. But he really wanted our help, but he just couldn't. This isn't really quite the way to get our help, but he couldn't stand it. He really wanted somebody to sponsor him into the United States, and he was looking for an American to befriend. To make a long story short, we sponsored him into this country. His name was Sid Anwar Hussan Risi. Sid Saeed, S-Y-E-D. And so we just called him Sid. And he put up with this because he wanted our friendship, but finally he couldn't stand it any longer, and he said, oh, no, actually, I don't really go by that. I go by my secret name. I go by Anwar. Whereupon he proceeded to tell me in exhaustive detail what each of these four names meant, and they all had these long litanies of meaning. And I should actually have told a different story first. But anyhow, then he said, so, Mike, where did you get your name? Well, the story that I'm supposed to tell first is about Dad, who had a dog named Mike. And he named this dog Mike because it yelled well. And he evidently tested names, and he would go out in the backyard and yell these names. And if the name didn't yell well, then he rejected it. And so he finally arrived at Mike because it was a good name. You could yell the name Mike, and the dog would come. Okay, well, next thing you know, he has a son, and he has the same problem. And he would go out in the backyard and try out these names, and Jim, you know, didn't cut it. You know, I don't know, his brother name was Jim, but nonetheless, he couldn't yell Jim, so I'm not Jim. But he could, Mike! He could yell Mike really well, so that's my name. So after Anwar proceeded to tell me all of the incredibly significant, poetic meaning of his, right, all of these names, he said, so, Mike, how'd you get your name? I said, well, I was named after my dad's dog because it yelled well. So when Ron named his dog Michael, I thought that was full circle.
Full circle, that is right. That's the word for it. Oh, no. Did you have some goat cheese? 3 minutes.